It has 2 weeks that when the Supreme Court gives the verdict, that will make the Electoral Commission declare the seat vacant. It may decide not to appeal. And so, Chris, I think the Attorney General has also started criminal proceedings against the patient. So that one they may decide to do. If the person is convicted, they may decide to go to appeal at the appeal court, and then maybe go to the Supreme Court. Quincy, I think, has about 40,000 voters. There was an 80% turnout. And Quincy won by about 2,750. He won basically on the father's good will, an important farmer over the area. So then the NDC made the site to close it and so drag things on, appeals and so on. It must also be noted that in the run-up to 2020, there was a bit of problem in decision within the MPP as to who they should choose as their candidate. Now, for politics sake, if the NDC snatches the seat, maintains the seat, it will continue to say yes. The MPP is not doing well, so it's maintained the seat and so on. But the party which will get a great advantage will be the MPP that, look, the NDC is saying we are not doing well, but we'll be able to get one of their seats. So to be more of psychological, then importantly, one seat in this tight-hung parliament.
In terms of which candidates to put out, what kind of person should they consider? And I'm talking about both parties.
Well, I think that if the NDC wants to have a chance of possibly retaining Asenlos, they have no choice than to put that person who may get a bit of sympathy vote from swing voters in the constituency. For the NDC, and for the MPP, they may have to vote the candidates that the two contest factions. So before the filing in 2020, there was a kind of division in the MPP in the constituency. And they will have to vote a consensus candidate and that would make it very.
So you think that James Quaison will have sympathy vote if he runs? How?
Pardon?
You're just saying that you believe James Quaison will have sympathy vote if he runs again. How, beyond the legal case?
Yes, sympathy vote that they are trying to get it from him. Definitely, you get some sympathy. Every constituency has swing voters, and I think that if they take him still, but of the fact that the AG may have started criminal proceedings against him, he would definitely get some sympathy vote. If the NDC decides to take a new candidate, it is going to be difficult for them to maintain the seat.
Having said that, though, what do you make of what Mr. Asare Chidakun told us?